Heavenly Father, it is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, when Lent came up, we interrupted a series I was doing on the Sermon on the Mount. And I figured now that Lent's over and we're done with Lent, we could just pick up where we left off there. And then I looked at where we were going next, and I thought, well, let's skip that bit, because it's something I don't like to preach about, at least here. But it's really been weighing on me that this is what I need to preach on. And I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea about this. I think the reason I'm wobbly is because I've been so nervous and concerned about bringing this up. But I'm apparently bringing it up for a reason. We continue in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, that your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Now, I get concerned about this passage because it's about giving. And I know there are people who are, you know, I don't know if anybody here is thinking it right now, but is anybody thinking, Pastor Colin just wants your money? I assure you that's not the case. When we started the ministry here, has it been 5 years? Not quite 5 years. Almost 5 years. I didn't put a basket out for a collection the first week. And somebody said, why isn't there a collection? I said, well, I didn't want to take a collection the first week. And the second week, I didn't put out a basket. And somebody said, there's still not a basket out. I said, well, we're not going to take a collection. Well, you need to take a collection. It was somebody here. It wasn't somebody back at my church. I said, you need to take a collection. I wasn't going to take one, but I put the basket out. And there are times I don't put the basket out. And we hear about it. Was it Good Friday? How many people said to you, there's no basket? And some people went so far as to force Robin to take money. I don't think you should take a collection on Good Friday. And I'm not going to tell anybody here that they need to give to the church for a few reasons. Number one, well, your gifts are appreciated. Your gifts are appreciated, adored, and used well. I could preach a sermon on tithing, which is giving a tenth of your income to the church, but there's very few people here that are presently employed and have actual incomes. I don't expect people on a fixed income to give to the church. But you all are so generous, so very generous. We see it all the time. I don't know how many times we've done this, the free market thing, but every time we do it, we are blessed with an abundance from this community. Sometimes more than we can carry in our car. We've had to come back. We had to get our friend with the pickup truck to come up with us once to fill his truck up. It's just overwhelming, the generosity. But of course we're generous because we're, as I always say in the prayer time, we are richly blessed by God in our lives. We have been so blessed for so long, and I just get the feeling from the generosity in this community that we understand that our blessings come from God, and we're happy to share it. And as your pastor, it makes me feel good to know that you all get that. But speaking on giving to the poor, and I'm really quite honestly not sure why I need to give this message, but it feels like I do. Jesus said, be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. Sometimes people have a tendency to trumpet their gifts. For example, somebody may donate a wing of a hospital, which I'm sure costs more money than I'll ever see in my life, and then they get their name there. I mean, it's great that they're donating that to the hospital, but what Jesus is saying is be careful about who knows. People sometimes seem to like to brag about the work that they've done. I'm hoping I don't come across that way. I talk a lot about the work I do in the prisons, but I don't do that for the sake of talking about, you know, look what I did. I like coming out of the prisons with stories of the heroism I've seen there. It's not oh, look what I did. But there are people like that. Look what I did. When we need to just do those things quietly, without the fanfare, without seeking the praise. One of the great examples I hear about is you know, imagine the gentleman who sends his wife flowers, and he comes home at the end of the day, and he sees the bouquet of flowers in a vase on the kitchen table, and he sees his wife, and he says, "Hi, honey." She says, "Hi. Anything special happened today?" "No, just another day." See, he's waiting for thank you for the flowers. And that shouldn't be on the forefront of his mind. You see, if the flowers give her joy, if the flowers help her get through her day, it should just be the flowers. It should be the joy of understanding that joy, of being a part of it, not the thank you. But we like to hear a thank you, don't we? It's like that tote bag you get from PBS when you give them $35. It's probably more than $35 now. I haven't actually watched PBS in quite a long time, but I feel funny. Well, I felt funny the one time I gave to PBS and got whatever it was they sent me because I felt like I was buying it. We give, hopefully, to give. We give, and we will one day be blessed by God for it. Sometimes we give hoping to be blessed by men, seeking that approval, is it? The thanks, maybe? I saw something just yesterday on Facebook. There was an article written about a fellow who was driving through the streets. He was in Augusta, Georgia, and he saw a guy standing on the street corner holding a cardboard sign with, you know, brown cardboard sign with writing on it. We've all seen people standing around on street corners or sitting on the sidewalk or whatnot with these cardboard signs. This one read, "Do you really want to help someone? Give to the Salvation Army, Bread of Life Ministries, or your local food pantry. They won't use your money to buy alcohol, tobacco, or drugs." The fellow writing the article said he saw that and he was so shocked he almost swerved off the road and wrecked his car. But it was a good thing he didn't, because the guy holding the sign, his name was Bob Gregory. He's the chief of police for Augusta, Georgia. He would have been in some trouble then. If you give a guy $5 because he says he needs a sandwich, he can go and get a sandwich. But if you give $5 to your local food pantry, they can provide more than just one meal for that. And you can't always be sure that the guy that you're giving $5 to for the sandwich is going to get a sandwich, can you? I saw a fellow in downtown Pittsburgh once. He had a sign, had one of those signs. He was sitting there and he had a little cup in front of him. And he had written on the sign, "Let's just face facts. I need booze." I don't know if nobody was reading the sign, but people were tossing change into his little cup. We have a ministry over at our other church that we do, the fishnet ministry, where before the message, the pastor asks for a couple of kids to come up, and they get a fishnet, and they walk around with a fishnet and collect money from people in the congregation. This is not, it's not the regular church offering, but it's just to help people in the community. Because churches get calls from people all the time. You know, I'm having trouble paying my electric bill. I'm having trouble paying for my medication or something like that. And Pastor Tom used to be, he got this ministry started and people would call him up and, "I need a bus pass," or I need money to get my prescription filled. And he'd give them whatever they needed for the bus pass or to get their prescription filled. And then he found out, he was talking to somebody about, "Wasn't so-and-so just in here getting money for a bus pass?" "Yeah." "Well, I just saw her buying lottery tickets." He changed his policy a little bit after that. People would ask for money for bus passes. He'd get them a bus pass. People would call him up and say, I need money for my prescriptions. He'd say, "Well, take your prescription down to this one drugstore. Tell them Pastor Tom sent you. They'll call me. They have my number there. And I'll put it on my account." And I believe he has said that ever since he started doing that, he has never gotten a phone call from that pharmacy. People say, "I can't pay my gas bill." "Well, bring me your gas bill and I'll pay it for you." And he doesn't get gas bills often. "He can pay my gas bill. I'll give it to him." But we need to be careful with these things. I mean, it's people with these problems exist. There are people living on the streets who are poor. That's a fact. And these people need to be helped. That's a fact. But I'll tell you the truth. If I'm homeless and on the street and begging for money, I can't promise you that if you gave me money, I wouldn't buy Twinkies. I can't promise that. And a lot of people that are on the street are there because they have an addiction. And there are places for them to get help. And this chief of police is pointing out the fact that it is those organizations like the Salvation Army and ministry organizations and food pantries that are there to help these people. And those organizations are the ones that need our help. When you give to the poor, and this giving needn't be monetary. Let's understand that as well. We oftentimes like to just throw money at problems. I know there have been ministries we've been involved in the church where, you know, we need people to volunteer. I know we always seem to have this problem when Vacation Bible School came along in the summertime. And we had our Vacation Bible School in the evenings, which is when you'd think more people would be available to help. And we would put out the call for help, for people to help us out with the thing. Because we need people to teach, and we need people to, like, get the kids snacks, and just spend time with the kids. And it's like, whoa, Vacation Bible School time. Okay, here's some money. But we'd like you to help. Oh, I'm helping. Here's some money. Sometimes it's just easiest for us to do that. I know, especially with the ministries that Robin and I are most involved in, the Kairos ministries, you've been very generous with your donations when we take collections for Kairos. And you've also been very generous for those of you who are involved in it. I know Ruby was passing them out. I didn't expect them to get passed out. The lists that I hand wrote, because I still don't have the printer hooked up yet, of the prisons that are having Kairos is this coming weekend, not that are going on right now, but this coming weekend. And I know some people here have signed up to pray for an hour for these prisons. And that's why we distribute this list, and we usually put it in the bulletin. But some people have offered to spend an hour a week in prayer for these prisons. And that's certainly volunteer time. And it's certainly something that's very appreciated. Because when I send the list of all the names of the people who are praying to the people who are running these programs, it's overwhelming what a blessing this list of names is. Because when these men see a name, they get this list of names. These are the people who are praying for you. And last fall, which was the last time I went in, I think we had like 700 names of people praying for the prisoners. And they're just overwhelmed because a lot of these guys think nobody cares. And here's a list of 700 people who care enough about you to pray for you. And they didn't think anybody would do that. I got a letter back 2 weeks ago from somebody who was leading one of the weekends at, I think it's a women's prison in North Carolina. She said, "What is your connection to us? You know, I'm sorry I don't recognize your name. What is your connection to our ministry here, and why are you doing this?" So I wrote back to her. I said, "Well, our connection is we are your brothers and sisters in Christ, and we're praying for you." She said, "I don't know what I did to deserve this. What did any of us do to deserve anything we got? Take the blessing and run, because we're blessed." And now she wants to do the same thing with her church, to find people who will commit that hour a week, and it's going to grow. It's going to grow. And all they're seeing is a name, a first name. I remember there was one time I was talking to one of the men on the weekend, and he's looking at the list of names of the people who were praying that particular hour that we were standing there talking, and he's looking at that list, and he says, "There's somebody on that list, I think Mary. Somebody's praying for us right now named Mary. I have an Aunt Mary. I think she prays for me. Maybe that's my Aunt Mary. Maybe it is." And I know the folks on that list get blessed right back. There was one time I was there, there was a fellow there with us on the weekend who had just come out. He had just come off death row. He'd been on death row for 26 years, and they decided to just give him life instead. So he was able to join us on the Kairos weekend. And I tell you what, I never saw anybody happier than this man in my life. I decided at one point to go over to talk to him. He was standing in front of the list, and he was like looking at the, had his hand up, just looking at going over the names that were there for that hour. And I went up to him and I said, "How are you doing this weekend?" And he said to me, "Shh, I'm praying for these people. I'm praying for these people." And when a man that size tells you to shush, you shush. You see what a blessing that is. I'd almost rather have been on that list than have been there with him at that moment. When you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by men. They have received their reward in full. You see, I hope we don't look for rewards. I hope we don't look for accolades. You see, I like being blessed, and by blessing, I know I receive blessing. And I'm good with that. I would rather, when I arrive in heaven, have Jesus take me into his arms and say, "Well done, good and faithful servant," than to get a handshake and a medal from any president of the United States. We get blessed, we bless, we get blessed again. Quietly. Amen. As we're not having communion today, let us now lift our voices as we sing our final hymn.
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And I was just sitting there, remembered something that happened to me once in my day job many years ago. I got called into the boss's office one day, not like my boss, but the boss's boss's boss. And he handed me a little certificate. He said, "I want you to know you're the employee of the month." Here's a little certificate, and I think they gave me a sweatshirt and a check for a little extra cash. He says, "I want you to know you're the employee of the month this month, but don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. I don't know what that was about. Don't tell anybody." I said, "Okay." I left and cashed the check. God blesses us that way. Is it easier to just take the blessing? He offers us blessing for using our blessings. Don't tell anybody. This service is over. Your service may now begin. Go from this place, blessed ones, and be blessed. Amen.